happened to find myself there and I used the rope. In fact, I myself, I almost fell into the gutter or the bridge. So I took it upon myself to call the feeder route director to know what was happening, because even though work is going on, but it is not going on well. And it is a concern because this is depriving them of so many things. Talk of accessibility to healthcare, education, and then marketing activities in that area. So they are kind of cut off currently as it is. So he told me that the contractor is not around currently, that the contractor is traveled. And I believe that all these things are not good reasons enough to stall the project. Because even if the contractor is not around, but he should have other workers who should be on site. So currently I'm in constant touch with the feeder roads director to do something urgent about it. We're looking towards next week, because that is what he has given me. From now till next week, we could see something positive on that road. Instead of using 5 minutes to get there, from here to main town is not far, but because of the nature of the road, you cannot get there fast. So it is actually a concern for all of us.